but I kind of play in the garage on my own, and it's very lonely. And you come here, it's just great. I look forward to it every month.
I love really murdering 90s pop songs, just making things just sound ridiculous.
Portable, take it anywhere, play anything on it.
And Tiny Tim, you know, like I grew up loving Tiny Tim singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Originally, it came from the island of Madeira off Portugal. It came to Hawaii as an instrument called the braguinha. A whole lot of immigrants came from Madeira to Hawaii back in the 1870s or 1880s to work on the plantations and so on. One shipload of immigrants came, and some of them were cabinet makers, and played this instrument called a braguinha. And after this long voyage, they got off the boat, and in their relief to be finally in Hawaii, they started playing their instruments. The local Hawaiians saw this played, and they hadn't really seen stringed instruments like this. And the guys playing them, their fingers were bouncing up and down the fretboards, you know. And to the local Hawaiians, this was quite exciting and unusual. And to them, it reminded them of a jumping flea jumping up and down the fretboard. And in Hawaiian, jumping flea translates to ukulele. And that's how the Hawaiians pronounce it today, ukulele.
When I moved up here a couple of years ago, I started going to the Byron Bay Club and discovered that that was an awfully long way to drive to play ukulele for a couple of hours after a long day's work. So I stopped going, and then I kind of missed playing my ukulele. Without a club scene, I didn't really get a chance to play it. So I just started toying with the idea of maybe I'd start a ukulele club over here. I didn't have to drive very far then, in Lismore. And so I mentioned it to John Chandler, who taught me ukulele in Sydney. And next thing, I'm getting phone calls from the guy at the local music shop saying, "You're starting a ukulele club. That's fantastic. The ukuleles are walking off the walls. I've got all these names for you." And I couldn't not do it then, could I? It's gotten so big so quickly. There's new faces every month, a lot of enthusiasm, and people asking for this to happen all the time. Like, they would love it, I think, if we met every week.
I discovered the ukulele many years ago on a trip through Hawaii, and I sort of developed a real passion for it. Just would play for 2 hours every day for a couple of years, and it just went crazy. Yeah. It's easy to get started. It's easy to be able to play something. If we have a one-day or two-day workshop, people are playing tunes by morning tea the first day. But then you can take it further and obviously do some very sophisticated stuff. The ukulele is really it's a legitimate instrument. You can do anything on a ukulele, and if you see some of the really fine players and what they're doing on ukulele, it just blows you away.
I play in the Samba Blisters, and I heard about it through that, and I decided to come along, and I bought a ukulele, never played one before, took to it straight away, fell in love with the instrument. So I just come along for a bit of fun. I don't want to get too serious, but just brings everybody together. Look how much joy everyone has when they're playing, and it's a very Hawaiian type of sound. I love all the Polynesian style of music and their singing, and I think it reminds me of that. And Tiny Tim, you know, like I grew up loving Tiny Tim. I think that's about the first time I ever seen a ukulele was when I seen him play it. So
I started playing ukulele 50-odd years ago. In fact, happened to meet an old friend who played with me, Jack Thompson. We had a little group called the Garden Street Stompers. Jack played teacher's bass and played ukulele and piano and drums, right? And that's when it started. That was way out west in New South Wales back in 1959. Played ever since. I played banjo one time, but I like the ukulele. And it's always good to get together with people and play. And nice to play in a group, and you'll learn something. No matter how long you've been playing, you can always learn something, right?
It's great. It's such a laugh. It kind of always makes me smile, unless it's obviously it's out of tune, and then it kind of makes you feel a bit sad. But providing you keep it tuned, it should always kind of bring a smile on your face within a few seconds.
What is it, do you think, that draws this many people?
I think it's the love of music. I think it's also the fact that with a few visits to this club, you will come away with a few tunes under your belt and a big grin. And that's what you want, isn't it, really? That's all you want. It's music for the masses.
To play ukulele really well, do you need a shirt like yours?
It definitely helps. It definitely helps. It's like driving a red car, you'll go a lot faster.